Well, probably over the last several months, Bendigo Food Share has never been as important to the lives of people who have been doing it tough during the pandemic. We thought it was time to catch up with their chair, Cathy Steele, to see where things are at now. Cathy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Thanks for taking the call. So how have things been? We saw, like, I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, it must have been, there was a report and you were basically operating at 100% at that point. Has there been any let up? How has it been?
Look, no, certainly there's no let up. What we know is that more and more people are doing it really tough. They were doing it tough when we were having the outbreaks, you know, and quite a few people had to stay at home suddenly, and then they certainly needed some help with food. So our agencies were getting food out to all of them within the day if we needed to, 7 days a week. And then since then, as our numbers have thankfully gone down, what we're seeing is the increase of people who just can't make ends meet. And we, you know, the government's been helping as much as they can, but there are still a lot of people out there doing it tough, whose businesses are closed or who just haven't been able to get an income or enough income for their families. So we're seeing an increase of about 40-50% at different times. It fluctuates a little bit, but on average it's around 40% in demand since pre-COVID times, which means we're seeing actively seeing about 16,000 people a week, every week, needing food.
Wow. And, you know, the thing that really struck me there is that there are still so many people who will make comments like, oh, yeah, the freeloader's getting money off the government and that sort of stuff. Mm. But what this shows is that, you know, that is just wrong, and that, you know, people, even with the help of the government, still find it very, very tough.
Yes, if you've been running a business that can't operate and you've taken out your $10,000 out of your super and you've used that, your bills still keep coming in, what do you do? What's next? You feed your family, and you, that's the most important thing. You keep your family fed. So, yes, times are tough. We'd like to say to people, we'll help anyone. We will try and help wherever we can. The community's got together. We've set up an online system. It's called Bendigo Community Food Pantry, and people can go online and order up to 4 lots of food for free. So after that, if people still need ongoing help after 4 lots of food, then we get them in touch with one of the emergency relief agencies for ongoing support. But the community wants to help. So please, if anyone's feeling tough and they're just not sure what they need to do, please go online and you can get yourself some free food to help out.
And I guess one of the important things here for somebody who might be listening to this now and be in a situation like that and so far haven't tried to access help, is that, you know, some feel embarrassed, shame, whatever, and I guess we should very, very strongly say to those people that there is no need to feel any of that, because there are so many other people who are in a similar position.
That's right. You know, farmers have said to us they've had hand-ups. They've had people helping them when times are tough on the farms, when there's been fires or floods or droughts. And they're liking to give, they want to give back to their community. So they're donating more food to us. And in turn, we're donating that on to the community. So please don't feel embarrassed. If you need a little bit of extra help, anything we can do to help, we will. So please go online and get some support. Make sure there's that little bit extra to stretch your budget further.
Yeah. And I guess the other really important thing to point out is that you guys couldn't do what you're doing without, A, those who donate the food, but also the volunteers who actually work so hard with Bendigo Food Share to make it all happen.
That's right. So we called for help early in the pandemic when we had quite a few of our older volunteers saying, look, we have to home isolate. We can't do the work at the moment. We called for help, and our community is amazing. You know, we had 246 people came forward and said, within a few weeks, and said, look, we'll help. So we have been just overwhelmed. We've had so many people, and it's just amazing to feel just how much support there is in our community. People acknowledge that we do need to help each other, and that's what those volunteers are there for. They're there to help our community.
Yeah.
So they're there sorting food every day, 7 days a week, organising food, collecting food, sorting it, making sure the food is good and, you know, the bananas aren't a little bit too old or something like that. And then, yes, we help get the food out. So we're lucky. We've got about 30 different agencies around town who help people in need. And the community pantry is just one way to get that food out to people early.
Yep.
And to mean you don't have to front up to an emergency relief agency straight away. You can just go online and get some assistance. The food gets delivered to your door by volunteers, and then after that, it's up to you. If you need more help, as I said, we can refer you on to one of the agencies who's there and totally able to help you in any way they can.
Fantastic work, and we can't say it enough. And the beautiful thing about volunteers is that the last reason they go into it is to get a pat on the back. But the first thing that all of us, in recognising the work you do, want to do is give you all a pat on the back. So, Kathy, keep up the good work, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Mark. I will let all the volunteers know. Big thank you to them. I agree.
Yep.
They do an amazing job. They start at 7 every morning, so they're in there already working hard. So thank you.
Good on them. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Kathy.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Kathy Steele, the chair of Bendigo Food Share, joining us on the Wake Up Call.